Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline here is Ray Ferraro. Putting the actual final score out of sight and out of mind here, which can be difficult to do. When you look at the Leafs in their play last night, Ray, are you a glass half full or a glass half empty guy?
I don't know that I'm much of either. I don't think I've really changed my opinion on the series after watching last night, because the game last night was played the way Columbus wanted to play it, and the way Columbus is going to play. And yesterday's score, taken aside, if they don't win a few more puck battles or get to the inside to some available loose pucks that are there off Korpisalo saves, then they're not going to win. Like, I thought Columbus played almost perfectly last night, and I didn't think there were times where Toronto made them uncomfortable, like got inside on the rebound and cycled the puck and played fast, and they certainly didn't get anything off the rush. And that those are kind of the challenges we thought would be there before the series, and were apparent last night.
So what do you think can happen, Ray, for at Wednesday at 5 p.m., you say that's the game Toronto wanted to play? Because I don't think they're going to get odd man rushes. So what do they have to do for you to say that's the game Toronto wants to play, and they executed it?
I thought they held the puck too long when they had it. So, like, you're right. Or, you know, we're talking about, like, how are they all of a sudden going to get a bunch of three-on-twos? I don't see that happening.
That's what I want to get to. How is it going to be? That's the game Toronto wanted to play, and they executed and they won. What would that look like?
Their skill.
Is he gone?
Is he gone? I didn't know if he was gone or if I was gone. That was the eeriest feeling ever. I'm like, it just is. It is so dead. I'm like, did I just drop? And now I'm just going to shut up and, like, you know, like, kind of go into the background.
I thought it was a good question, too.
It was a great question.
It was a great question. I was like, am I gone? Like, I kept.
I thought I was gone. I was certain I was off the air. I'm like, I'm done. Okay, I'm just going to shut this one up and tune up the old Access 006.
As soon as we pump Kenny's tires, he just goes and drops the
Kenny's
ball.
Kenny's out to lunch. He's starting to, you know, read
come
his
on,
press.
Come on, Kenny. Yeah, starting we know Winnipeg won, but
No, I, you know what, Ray was talking about holding on to the puck. The one play that frustrated me, and I know it frustrated, I'm sure, most of Leaf Nation, like, how they are going to create chances and get opportunities is by using their team speed. You had Kapanen on a partial breakaway, and he circles up to make a play.
Like, awful.
Drive the net and force them to haul you down. Then you go on the power play, and you create chances, and you get goals. Like, to me, the Leafs, Columbus is going to play the same way. How about you drive middle ice and force them to hook and hold you and slash you and get back on their heels? Yeah, you got to get the puck to Korpisalo, but to me, it's by challenging middle ice you can do that. And you know, not looking for the pretty play, not looking to circle back and dust the snow off the puck. You're going to have to dig in and get gritty here, and maybe your special teams are going to be the difference.
Yeah.
Like, that's really...
Shouldn't surprise people. Like, ideally, you'd like it just to be a skillful shootout. That means the Leafs would clearly have the upper hand on Columbus.
Not
clearly.
Happening.
But why would Columbus ever allow that to happen? Exactly. Right. Columbus understands what they have and what they don't have and what the Leafs have. So it's going to come down to really, you know, a very simple old school hockey discussion. Do you have the willpower and the fight and the intensity to push through some barriers and force the opposition to be uncomfortable and force them to do things they don't want to do? I don't know if this team can do it because I've never seen it consistently. Right?
Right.
Like, could they do it for a game? Sure they could. I don't know if they can do it for three. I hope they can, for their sake, for every fan in the city's sake. I hope so. But it's on them to prove it. You know, it's on them to change the narrative, their own reputation. You earn your reputation, man. You can hate on it all you want. You earn it over time, and this team has earned it over time. We got your back, Ray?
I think so.
Yeah,
I mean,
me too.
I was on my home line because... which I only have for these
radio hits because you're always complaining about my cell service. So,
right.
you know, so, and now the whole mind, I must live on the moon, man. Like, I don't know what goes on.
You got young kids, they pull the plug in the background.
They could have,
or something.
Or Riley's into another round on Fortnite or something, or Reese has joined the game. I don't know. I don't know what that, does that even matter? I don't know.
It might. I mean, it's way above my head, but it could. Wouldn't shock me.
But I'll tell you, I thought O's question was like one of O's best.
Yes, it was.
It was.
That's what
fantastic.
Was disappointing. We thought you may have just like basically were in shock. You went into a coma. You just were like, call the ambulance, Cammy. This guy asked me a great question.
Stop it.
Call the
ambulance.
Answer
for that. It was brilliant. That's
yeah, it really was. So, well, now so you've had time to think of the answer. So what do you got for us?
I sketched a few things out in the time I was away. So, I thought they held the puck too long. Like, when you're carrying it, that allows Columbus just to stay where they are. Like, they don't have to really react. It's nice to have, you know, a nice rush and all that. But when you rush into four other guys standing there, it's not even a rush anymore. So I'm looking at, say, like the puck comes out on a breakout. It's moved once to the wing and once to the middle, but now you've got support that floods one side of the ice where you're able, where the Columbus guys have to react a little bit. They get out of position. Because last night it seemed like somebody would carry it as far as they could, and then it was finished. And then one guy would try to chip and chase after it, but he'd be by himself. Mm-hmm. And so that's never going to work against them. I was really impressed with Columbus last night, and they looked like, to me, they played really fast, and they were certainly all over Toronto's, like, to forecheck them, and until they support each other and fight like for a rebound or a loose puck, like they do. I mean, it's not like it never happened, but it's not enough. It wasn't enough. I don't know if you guys ended up watching the late game as well, but Minnesota played the same game that Columbus did.
Right.
Yeah, they did.
Like, it was identical. Like, when the game was 1-0, you know, Markstrom had given up a goal that he should stop, which is the same as Anderson should have stopped the goal last night, and yet the game was identical. Like, nothing was different. And I'm like, Vancouver's trying. It's not like they weren't there. They just couldn't get to the inside. They just couldn't get there.
Yeah.
Well, and that's where, you know, the focus comes to the skilled players who are going to have just as difficult of a time to get through as a guy like Hyman would or a guy like Kyle Clifford would, but they're expected to do it and bring more because of their caliber, because of the talent, and ultimately because of the paycheck. And, you know, we spent a good portion of the 4 p.m. hour isolating two guys in John Tavares and Mitch Marner, who I just did not think brought enough to the game last night and simply were not impactful. And at no point did you feel like they were getting going. Like, here we go. That's the shift. Like, that's the tip of the iceberg. It just never materialized. And I think there's more pressure on the captain personally because he has to see his age. But, man, I think there's got to be a lot of pressure on both guys tomorrow.
I thought they were, like, zero factor last night. Like, just nothing happened. And I viewed when they put the lines together and whether Nylander should play with Tavares or not, or, you know, or with Matthews, or, you know, when they flip them around, I think Tavares needs Marner's niftiness.
Yep.
And so when he doesn't have it, that really puts more onto Tavares that is going to be really difficult against really anybody. But like, Columbus is really, I think they're really fast. They might not be the most skilled group, you know, top to bottom, but look at a guy like Eric Robinson, who, if you might not even know who he is, he's number 50. Man, the guy was everywhere last night. And he's like, he's on their fourth line. And so of course, Torts plays those guys against everybody. So everywhere you turn, there's another fast guy. And if Marner's not going, like, Tavares is not going to break away from people. We know that. And then, like, they weren't even a factor in the game yesterday. I thought Matthews I thought he was good.
I thought he was great.
Great chances. He was on the puck. He was aggressive on it. And when he didn't have it, he hunted it really good. But the other thing too that's apparent is, like, they're getting nothing from their bottom three
And so I see they're make, you know, they're going to try Engvall in there instead of Gauthier. But you're playing three lines against four all the time, and that's that gets difficult to do too.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go, Ray. Were you fine with, I mean, obviously Sheldon Keefe just rolled out Matthews almost 25 minutes, right? Like, that's basically, yeah. It was like, and Matthews was going, so I didn't mind it. But, you know, that's where Torts on the other end is going to play all four of his lines, and he trusts those guys out there. You know, there's no argument from anybody, especially here in Toronto, where Matthews was getting, 19 minutes? And what did he get in Game 7 against Boston last year that we talked about?
18 was it 19? Or 19 minutes. Yeah. It wasn't enough.
Yeah, it wasn't enough. Like, that's a thing. Like, were you fine with the ice time allotment? Because at the end of the night, I was like, Kyle Clifford didn't play, Spezza didn't play. Like, those guys played three and a half minutes on that fourth line. So they were a zero factor. You can't get anything going on 3.5 minutes. So you're basically three lines versus four.
Well, I was okay because he was going. Like, a lot of times, right. Like we all know, like, a coach will go to the well of his best player, and some nights they just don't have it, but they keep going back there, and it's just not their night. Well, last night, if he could have thrown Matthews out there another couple of minutes, there wouldn't have been too much last night because he was great. But they're not, it's like they don't expect it, it's not going to happen, certainly at 3.5 or 4 or 5 minutes. Like, you're not going to get anything done. Right. And the other thing with Columbus is I found them not as belligerent as I remember them. Like, they weren't scrumming it up. They weren't, they don't run all over the place, and they're not this blue-collar physical, you know, all that. But they're really simple. They're straight ahead. They don't make many fancy plays, but they go fast. And I thought it was impressive to watch last night. I actually was, like, Dubois is a really good player, strong. Like, that Texier was all over last night. That kid can fly, you know, and so that's kind of their top line. Bjorkstrand was really good. Like, I think they got, go up and down their lineup, they got good play from most of their players last night. And then they have those two studs on defense.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, in the first period, there was one play, they broke out on a 3-on-2, and Jones had the puck in the middle. He pitched it out wide to Werenski and then went straight through the middle. And Werenski passed it back. They had both defensemen in the rush, yet they still don't get trapped because they systematically, they were, like, they just, they cover for each other. Like, they play their system about as well as they could have last night. Like, that's why I don't think, like, I think of the series any differently, because if Columbus can do that three times like that, well, good for them.
Yeah, and I think that's probably perfect. Where some Maple Leaf fans' frustration might come into play. It's like, you're raving about Tessier and Bjorkstrand. It's like, they're in their heads thinking, this guy should be raving about William Nylander and Mitch Marner. It's like, I don't want to hear about Bjorkstrand or Tessier or any guys in Columbus. That's the guys they want to hear about, so yep. They have an opportunity to do that.
Right. Well,
but,
exactly.
Okay, so you went to the finals, right? And your team was loaded with guys that kicked above their coverage, right? Your big guys, you guys all did what you needed to do, but you got contributions all across from guys that maybe weren't as noteworthy. Did you guys just see the end of the Calgary-Winnipeg game?
Yeah, I was just watching it.
Winnipeg's got no players, and they won again, or they won today, like. We know at this time of year, it's like, it's not, if you can be the best players, that's great, but you need more. You've got to find more. And Winnipeg somehow found it today. Paul Maurice did that's a grade A coaching job. But those guys, like, they, down to the bottom of their roster, they dug deep, deep, deep. And Marner and Nylander and the best players on Toronto, they have to dig deep, deep, deep. And if they do, if both teams dig that deep, they're going to be fine because they'll have more skill. But they got outdug last night.
Yeah. I think Mike Zeisberg had a great tweet today. It's like, McDavid and Draisaitl, they're down one. Crosby, Malkin, it's the ultimate team sport where if you have everybody chugging, you're going to have a chance to have success.
Well, man, so McDavid had 4 points. He got outplayed the other night.
Yeah, Taves was better. Like, that was a matchup. Jonathan Taves was simply better.
And so, but he got 4 points too, and
It didn't matter because they gave up 1,000 shots. They gave up 2 man advantage breaks on the first shift.
Yeah, I don't think 4 points represented McDavid's game. That might
no,
be.
I thought he was. I thought he was poor, to be honest. I thought
did
he,
too. Oh man, did I take heat all weekend on Twitter? Not that it matters, but Oilers fans, man, did they hate hearing criticism from someone from Toronto? Because I thought, listen, every point counts, but not every point matters. Right? Like, he picks right. up a couple of secondary assists to wrap up a 4-point game. Good for you. The game's over. Like, you could tell McDavid postgame wasn't happy with himself.
No, he had a couple of cough-ups. He had a missed face-off assignment. Yeah. He lost the puck behind the net. It wasn't good.
But what happens tonight? Does he play 30 right. minutes tonight? Do him and Drysdale play 30? Like, where?
What, yeah, they're not.
What are they doing?
They're not at 18 to 20 minutes tonight. And no. I think he'll respond, I would suspect. He seems to. He's got that. Just like I think the Pittsburgh guys will as well. Like those guys that are at that level, they seem to find it, like, when they need to get it.
Yeah, I agree. I think you'll see McDavid, you know, he's got a lot of pride, but I look at the bottom of Edmonton's roster. Edmonton was terrible the other day, but, like, a guy like Athanasiou, he must be in the doghouse with Tippett, because I didn't see him. I didn't even notice him the other night.
Right.
And there were, you know, that's a guy that they acquired to try and, you know, add to the depth of that team, which was struggling on the wings. And there were times where I was like, this guy is just, you know, he's useless out there, which unfortunately you hope that he's better, because that's what Edmonton's looking for. But their top players just weren't good enough to a man the other night in Edmonton.
And everything
and
was
Chicago's
perfect
work.
For Chicago on the other. Yeah,
great.
On the other side, like, it just everything was. Like, even Kane, who didn't, I don't know how many points he had, if any, but he had like 9 shots or something, or so, like, he was dancing.
And Crawford was good, and he had, what, no training camp, basically, and a half of an exhibition game.
Right.
And he made some great saves at the right time.
Well, like, Edmonton's going to move their lines around a bit. I was reading Ryan Rashog's lineup and stuff, and, you know, they traded 2 second-round picks for Athanasiou because they don't want the depth guys. They wanted somebody. That's what they got Tyler Ennis for. They wanted right. Athanasiou to play with McDavid or Draisaitl, and that's where he started. And now he's on the fourth line. And so look, Kenny Holland would have known him really well from Detroit, and he would have known the high end and the low end of Athanasiou. And you hope for the high end.
Right.
And right now they're not getting that, and they need more, because their bottom end is not going to help them if it's like it was the other night. And while some people were, I don't know, I think they were kind of, you know, maybe overexcited, but they're picking the Oilers to win the final or get to the finals. And I'm like, man, it's the same team, right? Like, they got to go through St. Louis and Vegas and Colorado. And like, man, isn't that, they're going to have a tough time, you know, moving through this thing. And certainly the other night, I mean, Mike Smith wasn't great, but he was no good. Actually, he was no good, but that was a rotten performance. I mean, I think they'll be better tonight, for sure.
Well, they
have to
be for Oilers fans.
Yeah, they can start packing their bags. I mean, ultimately, they're...
Did you see that stat, guys? Like, there's 56 times in a 3 out of 5 a team was down 0-2, and it's 1 in 55.
Wow.
Yeah, you could stick your head up a bull's ass. Take the butcher's word.
Okay, well, for the obvious thing then, did you have a hat trick or not? Because Carolina PR said the first.
I don't even think
you must have even scored for them.
No, I just like.
I think
bust
they erased
Frank.
You.
It's
from...
been a while since I bust Frank's balls, and I just needed to chime in there. I don't know why. I saw Frank Cervelli for the first time in a long time, and I said, you know what? I gotta rattle this guy a little bit.
Because I saw Carolina, like, the team put out for the first time in franchise history. So I was really hoping that you did have one, so that it would be like they just totally overlooked you, which would have been awesome.
No, I didn't. I just said that for Frank.
Oh, that's too bad. I enjoyed it for a moment.
Yeah,
so did I. I thought it was awesome because I was hoping that.
Just trolling Frank Cervelli.
But I actually thought that, like, that Carolina was trolling you. Oh, I was like, oh my God, I guarantee you he had one. And they're like doing the non-video tribute to you again. Well, they look good. They look like the best
Carolina
team in the playoffs.
They're dialed in, man.
Man,
they look good. Well, listen, man, like that fights and hits and intensity. If we were anyone was curious as to what you'd see, you've got it, you know, through 3 days.
Well, the first bit here has been real, for the most part, it's been really good, hasn't
very
it?
Very entertaining. Like, yeah, it has been.
Yeah, it's been better than I thought, I would say for sure. Like, well, the quality of play.
Yes, and I think there's some. I'm sure I would love to be a fly on the wall with all these teams, because I'm sure Montreal's sitting there thinking, "Okay, we're still, you know, we're in tough here. Like, this is Pittsburgh. Like, Sid's probably going to roll tonight, and Gino and the boys. But if we can win this, like, we are all of a sudden a confident group. Like, you go up 2-0 on Pittsburgh, how can you not have confidence? So, like, I don't know what Julian's going to be preaching to his crew, but if Carey Price can show up again tonight and they can have a little bit more jam, I think there's room for improvement on Montreal's side. I thought they were good. I didn't think they played their best game. I thought Pittsburgh was clearly better. But, man, yeah. You go up 2-0. You just issued the stats, Ray. You go up 2-0. You feel real good about yourself moving on.
I thought, like, that first 10 or 15 minutes, Price was, you know, was outstanding, and then after that, I thought it was pretty even. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
Price gave them a chance to get relax a little bit or whatever it is, and then, like, man, that Suzuki's a good player. Like, yeah. He's just sharp. The goal he scored, he made, like, a really nice, you know, pickpocket play, and then he, you know, he changed speeds, and his shot was good. Like, he's a good player, and you know what? Maybe their most... like, Phil Deneau is a really underrated player, but so is Jeff Petrie. He is a really good player. I know he obviously got the winner, but, man, he plays huge minutes for them. He's big. He's mobile. He's like a man, he's a top-end guy. And if he were outside of Weber's shadow, I think he'd probably be spoken about more. But he was terrific the other night, too.
Beauty. Yeah, well, they just keep rolling. We got games. We got two games done already today. 5:30 in the afternoon. Winnipeg has tied it up with Calgary, and Carolina's up 2-0, and Habs in action tonight. We got the Edmonton game going tonight. It is weird how there's, like, these two separate round robins that are happening, and it's like, do I care? Not really. You know, like, they're there. I guess I'll check in. Kucherov scored a nice goal. Kadri scored with 0.1 on the clock.
Yeah.
But the eight best teams in the league are, like, kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Well, Boston better get going.
I think they'll probably finish fourth. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if they lost all three in the round robin, but I don't think that's going to affect whether or not they go on a cup run. Like, that team could snap out of it pretty quickly and get things together.
They feel behind, don't they? They feel behind.
Yeah.
Like, health-wise, and I don't know. They feel behind. And I'm with you. Those other eight teams, are they – like, they are playing, right?
Yeah. Are they in North Dakota? Like, are they in Toronto and Edmonton?
I'm watching Washington and Tampa play right now. It's
weird. Like, it doesn't mean anything. Like, it does, but it's just, like, there's other games that are so intense.
Well,
so meaningful.
I saw a tweet that Kucherov scored, and I was like, no idea that game was going on.
I didn't even know they were playing right now. Yeah. Me neither.
Anyway. Too much to follow.
There's
kinda
way
nice
too
to
much.
Have too much.
Yeah,
it is.
Well, we're off tomorrow because the Leaf game's on TSN Radio. So I guess on Wednesday we'll find out. Is it 1-1 or 2-0? If it's the mood on this show and in the city will probably determine that before you even answer your phone at 5 p.m.
on
Wednesday.
Yeah, that'll be pretty easy to figure that one out. I'll have my phone figured out by then.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you Wednesday at 5.
Okay. Congrats on the hat trick.
There he is. Thanks. Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. The showroom is open. They're taking all the necessary steps to provide a safe environment for every guest. Visit Maple Toyota right next to Wonderland or buy online at MapleToyota.com.